This is episode 1136. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into, all about simplicity. And in this series, you're going to be guided using different meditation techniques to help you simplify your life in a way to experience greater happiness and well-being without adding anything more. So, simplifying your life without adding anything additional to what you already have. In fact, in today's episode, I'd like you to consider the excess in your life. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore for a full week. That way you can really master a particular quality in your life. And as you're guided through the meditation series this week, I have a challenge for you. I always issue you a challenge for each week. And your challenge for this week is a little unusual. You may think it is a little unusual. And the challenge is for you to consider what you could do to pursue voluntary hardship this week. And what I mean by voluntary hardship is very similar to what the Stoics of ancient Greece and Italy followed in regard to simplicity. Now, if you're not familiar with the Stoics, Stoicism is considered a school of Hellenistic philosophy, and it was very popular throughout Rome and Greece until about the 3rd century AD. And Stoicism is considered to be a way where you simply become the best who you can be. And that's the way that I like to share meditation with you. It's a way for you to reach and tap into the best part of who you are. And so the Stoics believed that the path to happiness for humans is found in accepting what we've been given in life and not allowing ourselves to be controlled by our own desires or by our fears or by our pain, and that if we could use our logic to understand the world around us, then this would help us to become a better citizen of the world, as well as to become a happier person. And Seneca was someone who was a famous Stoic, as well as maybe you've heard of the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. I actually did an entire series on those meditations. And he was also a very popular Stoic, a former Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius. So as you go throughout this series, your challenge is to do what the Stoics often recommended. And that is to think about something you could do that would be a little bit of a hardship, a little bit difficult for you to do. Maybe something that you give up. Maybe you give up driving so much this week and you ride your bike or take public transportation to help save energy. Or maybe you don't turn your lights on at night to preserve energy, or maybe go about your house with candlelight, for example. I do know a couple people who every year they go out into the wilderness and they stay out there for a week or even 2 weeks camping without the conveniences of their daily lives. And so you might consider what you could do that would be a little bit of a hardship. When you do a challenge like this, especially if you do it consistently, maybe every month or even at least once a year, if you allow yourself to do a voluntary hardship, you will notice that you come away with this appreciation for simplicity and the grace and beauty in simplicity, and how you may realize you have a lot of excess in your life that you just don't really need. So this is your challenge for this week. So now settle yourself into your meditation, whether you're seated on the floor, maybe propped up with some pillows to support your knees so they don't fall asleep, or to prop a pillow under your hips. This rolls your hips forward and that takes some of the pressure off your back. You might be seated in a chair or on the end of your bed, and if you are, just make sure that your feet are squarely on the ground, because this is going to take pressure off your back and make you more comfortable as you meditate. And as you close your eyes and begin to relax the different areas of your body, think about where there is excess in your life. This could be excess in material possessions. It could be excess in the way you eat, or the amount of time you spend online, or the amount of time you think of something and ruminate on it that doesn't serve you. Think about these excesses. And then consider the freedom you would have to take small steps towards letting go of some of these excesses. And that is a way for you to visualize what your life could be like and what you want your life to be like as you meditate today. Go into your meditation reflecting on the simplicity you'd love in your life, meditating just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer, always ending it on a high note. And if you'd like to be guided in a full half hour meditation on this simplicity series, you can find that at a subscription meditation site that is soon to be an app. And that is over at my website at sipandom.com. sipandom.com. And there you get 2 weeks free access to over 1,000 guided meditations. And you also get a journal customized for each week's series. So this week, you'll receive a simplicity journal, as well as a guide with all the different techniques used throughout this series, organized nicely for you. And you get a private Facebook group to go along with that. So again, that's at sipandom.com. And it will, as I mentioned, very soon become an app for you. Now go into your meditation, focusing on the technique. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.